Well, welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. Today, I'm going to talk about the cycle of life and death. We all think about our death. We all think about what is the meaning of life and what's going to happen to me after I die. And it's a very natural question that arises for every human being, especially if you are on the path and you're sincere with yourself and you're curious and with this curiosity of where was I before I was on this planet and where am I going to go after I die? What's going to happen to me? So, and you have to understand that there's different kind of beliefs, and the traditional belief that I grew up with and I heard was that after you die, you go to hell or you go to heaven based on your deeds. And this is something that religion teach us, or at least most religions do. And it's an old way of, it's a belief system. And which it's been long that for me, it's become like a joke. And it's been a long time that I don't buy into this one anymore, but it's still the belief system of maybe millions of people on the planet. So there is a life after death in a form of your deeds, and then you may be something really groovy and great, we call it heaven, or you go to some dark place which is full of fires and misery and suffering, which is hell. But in fact, you know, heaven and hell, in my understanding, is here on this planet. And some people do live in heaven and some people do live in hell in this life. So in some ways, you don't need to wait for dying. You can experience it here while you're living. And there is this also idea, concept, that after we die, we no longer exist. And we're going to be in this maybe dark unit place that there's nothing and it's dark, and you are somehow conscious that it's dark and there's nothing and nothing is going on, and you're going to be conscious in this place for eternity. And that one is pretty hard for me to buy, to digest as well, because it doesn't really make sense, you know. But I would die and I will be in this place and it's dark and there's nothing going on and I'm going to be in this place for eternity. The idea of the modern world of what we're just being brainwashed or to make us believe is that there is something really terribly wrong with death. And from the moment that I remember, from the time that I opened my eyes to life and what I've seen around with my family and my upbringing and the culture that I grew up and now migrating to this part of the hemisphere, and I still see the same thing, that it's kind of been deeply ingrained in our minds that there's something terribly wrong with dying. And we are in this mentality that we're trying to do anything possible to the best of our ability to postpone death. But can you imagine, can you imagine if human beings lived, let's say 300 years, they didn't die by age 100 or 80, 90, which most people, you know, live under age 100. But if we lived up to 200 or 300 years, I mean, A, our planet would be overpopulated. B, is you would have a large number of older people that you had to take care of them. C, in some ways, it would become extremely boring because most people, as they get older, they get tainted with their ideas and the way they are. We get regimented and we want things in a certain way, that it has to be in this way, in this style. And most of us don't want to learn anymore as we get older. So, and the way I see it, that life refreshes itself continuously. And we can see that. And how can we not implement this in our daily life? How can we just, all of a sudden, something which is very clearly in front of us, and we've been growing up with it all of our lives, is that we can overlook it and not pay any attention to it as if it doesn't exist, and look at it, attach it, this horrible thing to it, and look at the process of life. Look at, like, every, you know, when, as we're, as fall is coming, the leaves begin to dry and change colors, and they fall off the trees, and eventually they perish and they turn to dust and they're gone. So, and look at the rest of the things that's happening continuously, is the cycles of the turn of the seasons, that spring comes and it's, everything opens up and everything is fresh, and the aroma of the flowers and the vegetation, and the fact the sun is shining and it's getting warm and nice, and everything is growing and everything is flourishing, and the nature is really, like, happy. So it's like the birth. And then it comes to summer, and then it comes to fall, and again the cycle is repeating itself, and things kind of going into hibernation, and the leaves are falling. So it's the death of the cycle comes to the end of it, and then it goes into the winter, and it's really like, okay, it's a little bit darker, the days are shorter, it's cold, it's, you know, you don't see much of the sun, some areas is covered with snow. You know, it's just so natural of this expansion and contraction that is happening. And the way I see it is consciousness, the supreme soul, the awareness, the being of supreme soul, the one that is here, the boss, life, God, is continuously through these different bodies, is experiencing life. I mean, pay attention that, let's say, in the course of the life that you've been living, and let's say you have been alive for anything from 20 years to 90 years of just, I'm referring to our participants here, our listeners, from whatever age. Just so, let's say on average, if you're 40 years old, how much you've learned in 40 years? Look how many, or 50 years, or 30 years, or 20 years. Look how many experiences you have had, that how much stuff you've learned about yourself, about your relationships, about the world, about things, about technology, about your food you eat, the way your body functions, the both, everything. And so it's an evolutionary process of continuously learning new things and evolving. And naturally, you know, you get to a point that, oops, I lost my screen. Sorry. I'm gonna, Amir, can you see me? Because I don't know if, okay, there is, I don't know what happens. I lost my
screen. I can see you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So things disappeared. So this is definitely one of those weird technological day that technology is not really cooperating, or is cooperating halfway. So to me, it's like the grand spirit, as continuously people being born and continuously people are dying naturally, is like every time a child is being born, someone coming to this life, and is new, and they're experiencing everything fresh, Now, let's say a newborn child for the first time is having sun, seeing the sun, having sunlight coming pouring in to his or her bedroom, and experiencing the power of the sunshine and how exciting it is, and looking at colors, and everything is so fresh, and you're taking your seven-year-old in an airplane and you're flying with her from one town to another, and the seven-year-old for the first time is experiencing being in an airplane and how exciting that is. Or you're taking them to an area that there is snow and they're experiencing snow. Or you're taking them to Caribbeans and they're seeing the turquoise water and they're seeing fish. And when you have children or you're around people that they haven't seen or experienced something for the first time, even though when I was in Sedona, Arizona, and you guys came to Sedona, and I got to see some parts of Sedona with fresh eyes because I got used to seeing it the way it is. And having you there, I noticed things I wouldn't notice normally. So it's fresh. So the way I see it is that the Supreme Soul, the one life, one being that keeps manufacturing itself, keeps renewing itself through new people being born, new babies coming to life, is experiencing life brand new every time. And also in this process of death, of dying, I don't see anything wrong with it. How beautiful it is. It's the way we're looking at life and death, our mentality of our bringing, the way they've conditioned us is, the, in my opinion, is regimented and it's wrong. Rather than as we're getting older, as we're getting closer to transit, instead of celebrating this transition, instead of looking at it that this is graduation, of looking at it that we're evolving and I'm entering into my new era, rather than having this deep fear of I'm going to be isolated and isolated and miscommunicated when I die, and I'm going to be in this dark place without anybody around, is completely ridiculous in my point of view of why would existence want to create such a thing when everything else in life, when you're living, is so amazing? And furthermore, is like, wouldn't you imagine that when it comes to your final moments of death, when finally the ego is ready to let go, and there's nothing else you can do, your technology, your medicine, your family, your money, nothing can help you any longer. And you're completely powerless. And there's nothing you can do to extend your life. And finally, there's the death of the ego. There's the death of this belief system that I'm separated from everything else. And that is gonna die. And you're in your final moments of this transition, and all of a sudden in this moments that you're transiting to the afterlife, you get to realize the meaning of life. You get to understand what the whole thing was about, which was almost impossible to understand it prior to that, because you have to get to this point. You have to come to your transition. You have to be mature enough and ready to transit. And then all of a sudden, right in these moments of transition that you're going to die, you start to see the meaning of life. You start to understand it, because there's no longer this idea that you're separated, and there's no longer this fear and this thing that's been lingering around trying to hang on to dear life to the very last moments of it is there. So now you're right open, wide open, completely surrendered, and it gives you a chance to go through this transition consciously, completely conscious and aware instead of being in this place of fear of trying to hang on to something, you're completely conscious in meditation that now the body is going to fall, it's going to die, it's the death of the body, it's the caterpillar losing its skin and its old shell for the butterfly to come out of it. So that's how I see it. And that's beautiful. And I can't wait in some ways. I mean, I can, but it's something to look forward to, not something to be afraid of this transition. And that's where we've been brainwashed and conditioned to be so frightened of it and really not celebrating it, not cherishing it, not welcoming. I'm not saying we're rushed there to say, okay, I'm just going to shoot myself because I want to go through this thing. No, I'm going to enjoy every moment I have in this life fully and be present with its ups and downs. But I also welcome the transition of the next level. And quite often, it's in our culture and it's sort of in the human psyche that we are afraid of what we don't know. And we always want to destroy and kill things we don't know and opposing it rather than being open to exploring it. And that's, you know, it's happening every day. You know, it's happening with our religion. It happens in cultures. Whenever something new with the ideas, let's say the moment that any scientist or any astrologers or any physicist or any physicians, they come up with something new, they're always meeting resistance of the opposition because they're afraid of this new idea. You know, like when they came up and they say the planet Earth is round or it's turning around the sun instead of the sun's turning around it, or the idea of hell or heaven. You know, whenever you come up with a brand new idea, you're going to meet opposition and you're being suppressed because it's something new and people don't know about it and they're afraid of it. And so when you're afraid of something you don't know, the best is to destroy it. Let's kill it because I'm afraid of it because I don't know anything about it. Also, when I look at the description of the different religion and different cultures, like, all right, in the Western mind or in some parts of the world that we're referring to life after death is being defined by your deeds, and you can go to heaven or hell, which is being taught by some religions, and then you go to some of the Eastern religions like Buddhism or Hinduism, and they're talking about that there is karma and there is reincarnation and you will be coming back to life again and renewing your life, and you're going to be living and you may have been doing it, you know, like thousands of times. You have reincarnated thousands of times. Okay, so now they also say that when you're reincarnating, coming back, all your memory is wiped out. So, okay, so let's, for example, we're talking with each other, and some of us that we have expanded, we have opened up, and now we're open to Eastern philosophy, ideology, mythology, religions of the way they're thinking. We believe that we have had past lives. And some of us, we say, okay, I remember this past life or that past life. Now, let's look at this in this way, that you have had past lives. Now you die and you're going to be reborn. And as you're reborn, your entire memory is wiped out. Okay, so if all of your memory is wiped out and you're being reborn, well, how do you know you're being reborn? How do you know it's not someone new is being born, because you don't remember any of it. Have you ever thought about that? You're coming back, supposedly, and there is no memory. Well, if there's no memory, then how do you know? How do you know you were here? And what difference does it make? If you can't remember what your past life or lives were, what difference does it make if you're someone new being born for the first time, or you're an old soul and you've been around so many times? It won't make any difference, you know? Who cares? What's really important that we're here? And of course, it is important. These questions are important. I'm not saying they're not important. And I'm not saying it's not coming up for anybody. We all have thought about it and think about it, whether we think about it from a place of no fear or fear. But what is it going to do to me in this moment? Is it going to add, or it's going to take away from me? What's going to do to me? Is it going to make me want to live more or less? Is it going to make me experience less or experience more? And let's say, hypothetically, if you're born and you have your memories of past life, let's say you bring those memories with you, okay? Do you think it's going to be fun to bring your memories from past life with you? I mean, think about the traumas that you've gone through, and some of you and some of my viewers, and they're going through trying to get over the emotional traumas for 50 years, working on themselves, going to different psychologists, doing psychotherapy, going to different gurus, teachers, trying to get rid of these emotional traumas. Would you like to bring them back with you from past life and remember them? And in your new life, you have to deal with them too. I don't think that's fun. So wouldn't you want to come back to this life fresh and start things all over? And also the things you don't like, you know, we all have ideas. Okay, maybe I don't like this and I don't like that. You know, look at yourself and the things you like and you don't like. And now you're born, you're reborn, and immediately without experiencing something new, you don't like it. So I think existence knows what it's doing. And if there is such a thing that it's the same me being born again, I think existence knows very well that I should come back to this life without my previous memories, fresh, completely, because existence wants to experience life, consciousness, that keeps manifesting itself and has been doing it ever since the ever since. Wants to experience itself fresh through the eyes of a new person, as well as through the eyes of an older person. Existence wants to experience the process of getting older, the process of getting more simple, the process of surrender. This, most people who are getting older, first of all, getting older is very beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. It's some people, they get older so graciously. I saw that with my parents. I see it with my mom, that how graciously she's become older. And there is so much to learn from people getting older, especially for the younger generations who have very little patience for their elderly or very little respect for their elderly. You gotta see that these people have gone through 80, 90 years of life. They have seen so much. Maybe they're not technologically advanced, or they're not hip or cool the way we think, but they know so much. They've seen so much of ups and downs of life. They've lost family, friends, beloved friends. They've lost money. They've lost countries, governments. They've gained so much. They have experienced so many different parts of life. You can learn so much from older people. And you're graciously coming to the end of the line, but you are not going to end, because you're not this body who's going to end. It's the same consciousness that continues living through different forms. So it depends where your identification is. Is your identification in this form, or my identification is on that which is here, that which is life? Which one am I? So if I'm only concerned and identifying with the form, yes, so the end of the form is the end of me. But that's not how it is for the spiritually advanced, for the one who starts to recognize and realize that you are the I am, the presence, and the presence I am is formless and sees forms coming through and going, but it's always here. And it gets to experience life through different forms. All these billions of different beautiful forms that they experience, all these different events. And that's what consciousness is. And you are that. So we can relax into that. And in that relaxation, in that surrender to the I am, honoring and cherishing the form getting older, and also not having any fear that this is going to be the end of you, and celebrating your old age, celebrating getting close to the end line as a major accomplishment, and getting ready for the transition without the fear of, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck in this dark hole for the rest of my life, of the caterpillar is dropping its old shell, and now it's going to open up its wings and celebrating that now you're going to fly and experience something completely different and new. So there's nothing, my brothers and sisters, to be afraid of death. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's completely a natural part of the cycle, because it won't be the end of you. You don't need to worry about that part of it. You're not going to end. This is not the end. This is only a transition. This is only a journey. You're traveling through this dimension. It's like you're going to, you decide to okay, I want to go see Cairo, Egypt, and then I want to go see Aswan, and from there I want to go to another country. And another country, I want to go to Thailand, I want to go to Bali. So you're just traveling through these different countries. And the same thing is here. You're traveling through these different dimensions, one way of saying it, or these bodies traveling through you. And you get to experience all these different dimensions, all these different sorts of forms of life. And that's very exciting. And that's really nothing to fear, to be afraid of. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Sending you lots of love and light. Namaste.